So if the following people who are here and they would stand real quickly, Lisa Mathias, Pat Crosby, Greg Crosby, Tim Rollins, and Martha Summer, they would stand up so you can just, well, we got two of them here. That's great. These were your Sunday school teachers this year, and I would like to announce to you that you are the proud owners each of a fifth of a boat. And what I mean by that is, in your honor, in the honor of the Sunday school teachers this year, the Learning Ministry Committee worked with the ELCA Good Gifts and providing a goat to a family in need. And goats are the best thing in the world to give because they can eat anything, so they can survive anywhere. They provide meat with other goats, and they provide milk and cheese and livelihoods for a great response. So in your honor, there's a family with a goat. Jim wanted to say something about, and I appreciate, by the way, I could not come to the play last night, and I appreciate that you haven't done any spoilers with me. All I've heard is how wonderful it is, but no spoilers of the plot, so that's good. If I may take just one more moment to let us applaud, since you've been applauding, if I can have Tony Everett and Kathy Chartier to come up here just a moment, please. They don't know this is happening. They ran out of goats. Yeah. So I needed at least one more old goat, you know? It was just there, sorry. Yeah. As you know, this year I had the health crisis going on, and in the midst of that crisis, these two stepped forward and took a great role in leading you and in being caregivers for you and whatever pastoral care needs we had. And council has been talking about that and trying to figure out ways we could say thank you. And they thought one of the best ways we could say thank you as a congregation to them is just to bring them up front, say how thankful we are, and give them a round of applause. So would you do that? Thank you. Also, we'll mention at South Carolina Synod Assembly this week, Tony Everett was honored for 50 years of ordained ministry. Yeah. I've only got 19 more to go. This week, we will host here at Redeemer the South Carolina Synod's Women of the ELCA Convention. So it's going to be popping around here this weekend. Also, please note in the there's an announcement in your Go and Serve about a funeral for Lois Merkel next week. You're all invited to come and join us for that. You'll see the information in your Go and Serve. Sarah. That's all you have?
Yeah.
This has never happened before. All right. Well, let us prepare for our worship.
friends, life presents us with various significant milestones that set the stage for the next phase in our earthly journey. Graduation from high school is one of these milestones. Today, we wish to honor Edmund, who is moving through this special time of accomplishment, transition, and change, and to show him that we, his community of faith, love him, stand with him, and support him as a fellow believer in Jesus Christ. Edmund, if you'll come. Edmund, in this time of celebration and transition, hear these words from Holy Scripture, a reading from Psalm. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. A reading from Jeremiah. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me, if you seek me with all your heart. I will let you find me, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. A reading from Matthew. Truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. Edmund, at this special time, we are eager to show you how delighted we are that you have reached this milestone in your life. As fellow members of this community of faith, we rejoice with you and want you to know of our pride and excitement as you move from this accomplishment into the next phase of your life. We also want you to know that wherever you go and whatever you do, you are going forward with our prayers for God's continued guidance, power, protection, and strength. If Edmund's family will come join him up here. A quillo is a quilt which folds itself into its own pillow. This quillo has been made by family members of the graduate and members of this congregation. As we enwrap you in it now, know that you are and remain wrapped in our love.
Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, when you welcomed the children, your invitation included each one of us. Your guiding hand has continually been upon Edmund. You have sustained him. You have shared in his laughter and wiped away his tears. In times of confusion, you have offered direction. In times of sorrow, you have offered hope. In times of doubt, your Holy Spirit has lifted him up. Grant him, O Savior, the knowledge of your continued presence as he goes forth into the future. Guide his steps. Hold him in the hollow of your hand. Bless him and keep him now and forever. Amen. Will the congregation please rise? Members and friends of Redeemer, will you promise to keep Edmund and his family in your thoughts and prayers as he goes forth into the future? Will you, as fellow believers in Jesus Christ, help him as need and opportunity arise?
We will.
Will you welcome him in love and joy when he returns to worship among us?
We will.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord watch over you and keep you safe. May the Lord guide your every step. May you always know of our unending love for you. Amen. Congratulations.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, throughout time you free the oppressed, heal the sick, and make whole all that you have made. Look with compassion on the world wounded by sin, and by your power restore us to wholeness of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Have you seated? And with the children, please come forward. Morning. Do y'all know what this is?
A light? It has a special name for a special kind of light. A nightlight.
That's right. Did you ever have one of these growing up? Yeah. You might still have one of these. In fact, there's probably three in this group up here that definitely have one of these, I would think. Because you know why? The dark can be scary, can't it? Yeah, you don't know what's out there. Yeah, what might be hiding under your bed or in the closet. Yeah, that's right. And so it's pretty scary. And so one of the things we do with this in a dark world is have this little light. It doesn't light up a whole lot, but it lights up enough so you can see, and it makes your heart feel better, doesn't it? To have that light going on, it makes your heart feel, it does, doesn't it, Romney? And yeah, it feels better to have a night light. Yeah. And so I'm thinking about that today because in our second lesson, St. Paul tells us that Christ is like light in our dark world. Right there in the middle of our dark world, Jesus shines out and gives us comfort, helps us feel safe, helps us know that we are loved and taken care of. Okay, so that's what I wanted you to remember today. Whenever you see your night lights, you can remember Jesus loves you and Jesus is watching over you. Okay, can we pray? Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us in all ways. Help us to remember that you are our hope, our safety, our security, and our love. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
First lesson. Serve the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do it all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male or female slave or your ox or your donkey or any of your livestock or the resident alien in your towns, so that your male and female slave may rest as well as you. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Praise.
Reading from 2 Corinthians. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in his face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel according to St. Mark, the second and third chapters.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for humankind and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.' Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, 'Come forward.' Then he said to them, 'Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?' But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' He stretched it out and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You probably won't believe the story I'm going to tell you today. And I can't say that I blame you. If it hadn't happened to me, I probably wouldn't believe it either. I don't know why these kind of things keep happening to me, but as weird as it sounds, I know the story is true, or at least what it says is true. And I know because I was there. It happened on a recent Saturday night, I guess about 9:30 or 10 o'clock. These spring evenings had been wonderful, and this was one of the best. Cool but not cold, just a slight breeze gently caressing the day away. It had been a hard week. My days had been full of lives in crisis, meetings to attend, classes to prepare and teach, responsibilities, time deadlines, a sermon to prepare, all the things that I pack into this 1 hour a week on Sunday job. It had been a hard week and I was tired. And so it was on Saturday night about 9:30 or 10 o'clock that I went outside and plopped myself down on the porch to spend a few minutes with Chance and Angel, our dogs. I think Chance was enjoying the evening too because he lay down beside me and I rubbed his back and the two of us stayed there and stared into the darkness. He yawned. I yawned. And then I put my head back and said into the silence, I really don't want to go to church tomorrow. Chance looked at me with eyes that said, did you say something about a dog biscuit? And then he put his head back down again. I sighed and said again, yep, tomorrow I think I'd just rather stay home. Hardly had I finished speaking before I heard a voice. I thought that was what I heard you say. The voice spoke with a quick, snappy word. There I was going by, and I just couldn't believe what my antennas heard. Who? I said, looking around frantically and seeing no one. I'll tell you one thing, the voice went on. You don't know how lucky you are. I'd love to go to church, but I can't. You can and you should. So what do you think of that? The voice said. Well, I couldn't believe it, but the sound seemed to be coming from the top of the wooden rail surrounding our porch. And I moved closer and looked, and there, perched as pretty as you please, was an insect, a lightning bug. He stared at me, and I stared at him. Well, he said suddenly, what do you think about that? About what? I said. About how I can't go to church and you should, and that's that, he said. Well, I paused for a moment to consider the fact that I was having a conversation with an insect. But then I decided to play along. I'm tired, I said. Don't you think God gets tired too, he answered. After all, he takes care of the whole universe. And remember, the Bible says that on the seventh day he rested. What do you know about God and church, I said. Hey, he said, I'm no larva come lately to the porch light. And I hope you don't think you humans are the only part of creation that knows about God. God made us all. Well, I thought about that for a moment while he stared at me. Well, I said at last, I can believe you know about God, but what do you know about church? I think it's kind of hard for a bug to sigh in exasperation, but he tried pretty hard. Well, first, it seems to me, he said, that most of you humans take the church for granted. When you don't want to go, you just convince yourself that you can go next week and that God won't mind too much if you're not there. And most of the time, you never realize what a great privilege it is to be able to go to church at all. I felt sort of sorry for this bug, and so I said, well, if you could go to church, what would you do there? Why would you go? Well, I think it's kind of hard for bugs to think hard, but he sure seemed to furrow his little ectoskeleton brow. Well, he said thoughtfully, I think you go to church for two basic things. I think, first of all, you go to church to give. You go to church, most of all, to give God praise. And what that means is that you recognize that God has been active in your life during the days of that week. And then when you see all the love and mercy and blessings and care that God has given you, you can't help but give praise back to God. He paused for a moment. And I think the other part of giving God praise is easier to understand if you're a bug like me. We can be squashed so easily that we know our place in the order of things. We know who we are and we know who God is. You humans think you are the center of the universe. You spend so much time glorifying yourselves that you can't glorify God. It's important to realize who you really are and who God really is. And when you see that clearly, you know how truly wonderful and great God is. And then you want to give him praise. The bug paused again for a breath and to twitch his antennae. That's the first and most important reason to go to church, he said. You go to give. You go to give God praise. The second reason you go to church is to get. When you go to church, you get God's word for your life. You get guidance and help and support and strength for living each day. When you go to church, you get to be part of God's family, sharing fellowship with others. And they are there to share all the sorrows and joys of life too. When you go to church, you get God's forgiveness and his real presence in your life. When you go to church, you're giving yourself to something greater than you. And when you do that, you get fulfillment and meaning. Suddenly, life isn't so empty anymore. You get purpose. And last, when you go to church, you become aware of even more ways that God is active in your life. In other words, you get to see all that God does. In other words, you get to see God. He paused once again. So first you go to give, he said. And then you go to get, and that's that. And then he stomped one of his six little legs. But sometimes it's so boring, I said. Well, I think it's pretty hard for a bug to look pensive, but he gave it a pretty good effort. You know, he said, it seems to me that most weeks there must be something. The sermon, the music, the liturgy, the people. There must be something that can somehow speak to you. I think if you find it boring, then that means you didn't put much effort into it yourself. You don't go to church to be entertained. You go to worship. And that's a verb. It implies action. It implies involvement. My guess is that church is only boring when you sit in the bleachers. Maybe you should get into the game. Well, I didn't have anything to say to that. And after a moment, he flashed his light and took off into the yard. But I stood still. My comfortable world had been shattered by a bug. And I knew I would never see worship the same again. It was Saturday night, and a lightning bug had enlightened me. I looked down at Chance, who hadn't seemed to notice a thing. And then before I went inside, I said quietly, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, you are truly the giver of life, the author of love. Gathered here before you, we are filled with wonder and awe at your majesty. Thank you for all you are for us and for all your many blessings. Thank you for this opportunity to offer you our glory and praise. Most of all, thank you for making us yours. Lord, in your mercy, Lord God, remind us as we live together that you have called us to be people of forgiveness, living together in the same kind of love and mercy that you have given us. Remind us that we are called to be people of mercy, living together in patience and kindness. Remind us that you have called us to be people of love, living fervently for the good and welfare of others. Send your Holy Spirit to enter our lives anew that we may become the people we should be. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly King, come anew into our world. Be with all those who suffer illness or loss or loneliness. Comfort those who worry and struggle in life. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, be with each of us in all of life, O God. Guard us, guide us, renew us in hope for a better tomorrow, and give us your peace. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Merciful God, Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace. For you, our Lord, forevermore.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace. For you are our Lord forevermore. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
I see the light that brings.
Thank you. of shadows. Take me out. Did you see it?
Just write a little note.